welcome the mayor of Martinsville, Mayor Shannon Cole, Craig DeMott, in with us, the Martinsville City Council and Board of Works also met last night. That's always a busy night. Now, I'm always looking at these meetings, guys, and I look at the schedule, and I think, what if the Board of Works doesn't get done in a half an hour?
It does.
It has
sometimes.
Before.
Is it taking?
Yeah. There's been
it
yeah.
delay
a little bit.
The council meeting go late, and then it makes the night go long.
Yeah, then it takes off. Yeah. I want to remind everyone our program today brought to you by Painter Pro and Pipeworks Plumbing. Thank them for being part of the mayor's show this morning. And if you've got questions or comments, 342-3394. That is our phone number. And John McGee didn't get to the meeting last night. Of course, he's been a little under the weather, so. I'm not privy to some of the things that I always hear from John.
I wondered where he was last night. He wasn't there.
He must have been sleeping last night or
maybe
something.
He forgot because we did do it back to back.
That's true.
Yeah,
we don't want to confuse him, you know.
Yeah.
Last week would have been the confusing week.
That was now that one was kind of off a little bit.
That was the week it was off a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But you mentioned before that the council's been working on a few things, and you guys talked about last night.
Yeah. So at the last meeting, I had asked them to implement something that they had voted on a year ago, which would help with payroll. I asked them to go ahead and start looking into that more. Becky signed the contract with the company on Thursday last week, so I want to thank them for stepping up and getting that done. It was important. We talked about it a year ago, and we needed it, so I'm glad that they're stepping up and implementing that for us. And that will help our office, but for sure the clerk's office. Something that I couldn't implement that I would have if I could have, but it had to be a council and clerk treasurer move. And so I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. I've definitely seen department heads not fight it, but once they get their part done, then Brenda Davis has got to fight it.
Yeah.
And the system
it'll make
here,
it easier on her too, and that whole office. It'll help her actually free her up to do some other things that she works on, take some stress off her because she's got a lot. Yeah.
Well, and those and there are a lot of departments within the city, and a lot of things coming into the clerk treasurer's office.
Right.
So, and you can't just fire up QuickBooks and do that. You've got to have a little more, it's got to be a little more elaborate than that. So.
Yeah, and I talked to Ben yesterday. One of the things that we've been talking about is something we can implement at City Hall that will be helpful. I can implement this myself. It's something that we can put our projects into. So a lot of times when the invoices go to the clerk's office, they have to try to figure out what projects they go to. And with no information, they just kind of have to sometimes, if they can't get a hold of us, just pay it. A lot of times the default line is the edit line, as we talked about earlier. So that ought to help us be able to at least get them some information. And if they join in it with us, and Ben said that is something we could do citywide, and he thinks we should do it citywide, and I'm in agreement with that, that will help tremendously with some issues we had last year with some coding errors that could have been avoided. You know, it wasn't anyone's particular fault, but it's just something that we could have done better, and we always are for doing things better if we can.
Isn't accounting fun?
Huh. The numbers.
Yeah, the numbers.
There is a lot of numbers in a city.
I got about lost at algebra in high school, so that was about the, you know. After that, I'm...
Speaking of which, I did ask our CPAs to do a four-year wrap-up of our finances and where we have been, where we've came since 2016. Every single fund that we've had and has grown cash each year. So we've grown a lot of cash in 4 years. One of the neat things about that is remembering, I know Craig probably remembers this well, we walked into a $200,000 deficit budget. We managed to underspend it. The department heads did a great job managing to underspend that budget. So the department heads have done a really good job with being efficient and getting things done, and we've planned some things out and they've planned some things out, and that's been a big help. So thanks, hats off to all of them for doing that.
Advanced planning goes a long way.
Yeah, and I'll have more information on that at the next time I'm here.
A couple of weeks this time. We're going to get back on a normal schedule now.
We are.
We won't confuse
normal.
John McGee.
Well.
He'll probably show up next week.
That's
we'll
right.
Be
that's
sure
right.
and tell him. Yeah. So.
leave some donuts or something out for him so he'll feel, you know, he gets in there. But, and one of the things that is still just, we talk about this all the time, but the amount of money that the state of Indiana is putting into Martinsville is really phenomenal.
It's significant. I mean, the grants that we've gotten, I was looking back at that as well. You know, we've gotten over $12 million in state grants since 2016. Really, since 2017 was when the community crossings kind of first started for us. So, and with the NDOT I-69 grants, I mean, that's significant. That's significant for Martinsville. You know, but that has a lot to do with partnerships with the state, you know, relationships with NDOT officials. I mean, those kind of things are stuff that we've worked on for the first year in office, and that's made a big difference.
That brings up, Dr. Moore was there last night, and they've already, in high schools and schools, already met with Milestone, and we're going to close off York Street there, east of home, and it's going to be tricky for a while because Milestone's going to use the band parking lot as a staging area. So when you come from the west side coming in, it's going to be school traffic only at Illinois and John R. Wooden. It's going to be tricky here, and it's a good thing we're not starting in August. We're going to have 3 or 4 months here, and they're going to be there for over a year. And she just went over everything with the Board of Works, and signage is going to go up. Milestone's going to take care of all the signage, and we need everybody to watch and stay away from the school unless it's just school traffic only.
Unless you got a reason to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. And they had a good plan. I mean, they had everything laid out, all the T's crossed and I's dotted. I mean, they did a good job with that plan. I was impressed.
They had met with Milestone, and then Dr. Moore sent out an email to me, and I got Josh, and Charlie Fraker was there, and we had a good meeting, go over everything, and it's getting ready to happen.
Yeah, we'll start seeing it, because pretty much I-69 is pretty much decided and done. I mean, that is something that we can say for sure. We don't have to worry about I-69. We know what's happening now and where it's going. The next thing is getting it through the city, which we've talked about. It's going to be painful, but we'll get through it. It's temporary. The way it's being done is going to save us 2 years. So that will make everyone happy. So,
well, Craig, last time you guys were in, one of the things that and you were talking with Tony Ross had called in, and one of the things that I had wondered about as well, and it was a good question from Tony, was we keep talking about the 39 bypass, we keep talking about Morton Avenue toward the south, but what about once all this is finished, what happens to Morton Avenue from 39 to Morgan Street,
or
Main Street?
Yeah. Main Street.
And that will be a really nice upgrade for Martinsville.
Yeah, that's something that we worked out with them, because we felt like we kind of could negotiate when they said they were going to do that. We just said, you know, we can't afford to fix these roads once this traffic is implemented and everything is just so busy. And, you know, so we sat down with them, and we asked for a lot. We did. We thought, well, we're never going to get all this.
Probably could have asked for more.
We don't say that. But we did. We asked for a lot, and we knew that we would be happy if we came out with half. But we came out with pretty much everything. So we were very satisfied for that. So for all of those who are worried about that, just know we're going to have this nice new highway, and we're going to have some nice new upgraded roads here that have been needed to be done for quite a while that the city couldn't afford to do.
Right.
I'm just ready to see the Tonka trucks start rolling in, to start working on all this stuff, the big old trucks. Yeah. And, you know, I'm ready. Let's start building, and we'll actually be able to see something happening here pretty soon. So,
right.
We're going to take a quick break. Painter Pro is one of our sponsors today, along with Pipeworks Plumbing. And we'll be back after this, taking phone calls, 342-3394.
Has the interior of your home or business seen better days? New Interior Paint, professionally done by Painter Pro, will do miracles for the appearance of any building. Whether it's painting your walls, trim, ceilings, or doors, Painter Pro guarantees all work done to the highest quality standards, and they'll gladly provide you with a free estimate. Get your home or business looking its best by calling Painter Pro today at 765-315-2273. That's 765-315-2273. Oh, they paint cabinets too.
And they paint cabinets too. Painter Pro, part of our sponsors for today, along with Pipeworks Plumbing. I want to thank both for being part of the Mayor's Show. And we've got our first caller on the line with us this morning. And you are on the air with Mayor Shannon Cole. Your first name, please.
Mike.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was calling. All these houses that they're going to tear down, what are they going to do with, like, are they going to, you know, there's still a lot of people, I know, to several, that, you know, they think the flood is done, come and gone and over with for now. But there's not. That's not actually the case. There's still a lot of us that are still trying to put our homes back together and trying to get things done. We were promised Amish help at the time of the when all that was going on. And of course, that turned into a political thing, and they got pulled off to go to city workers' house and things like that instead of helping the ones that was non-party, you know. And so we're trying to, a lot of us are still trying. There's a lot, I know several families around town that are still trying to get their homes fixed up, and they're on fixed incomes, and it's hard to come by. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing all these houses and stuff that they're getting ready to just tear down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they got nice countertops in them and things like that that people could use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there any chance of you know, them allowing anybody to come in, and instead of just tearing it up, to make that stuff reusable?
That, and you got some good points there, but that has already been bidded, letted out, and the contractors that have the work that's getting ready to happen, it's pretty much with them. And if you want to call my office, I'll get your name and number. We'll try to get some numbers for you to reach out to. It's up to the contractors what they do with the structures.
Okay.
So I know what you're saying. There's some nice outbuildings, some good-sized sheds that's still in great shape. And matter of fact, I've been looking at some property building that the city would like to have. But just do me a favor. My office number is 342-7800. And just leave me a message, and I'll get back with you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Craig.
You're welcome.
All right, good thought there. You know, a lot of people could use those windows or maybe some things.
Yeah, it is that. And if they've already got the contract, though, so it's out of the state's hands, and it's getting ready to happen, them start to take down all the, I can't remember, I want to say it's somewhere in the 90 range, or business and residential. So we just need to reach out to them and see if there's anything that they can help some of these people with.
I did a little drive-by last night, or a couple nights ago, and noticed that the new Grandview Living Center there is really coming along.
It's really nice.
Very nice back there. And, yeah, of course, the new Grand Valley Center there is very nice.
It's really
nice. And so, of course, Grandview, and that was one of them that needs to get moving pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see some of that going on. So businesses, not all of them have closed yet that are going to have to move, but we will see more and more of that happening as we get closer and closer.
Right. There's not too many. We were able to save a few. So there's not as many as there would have been. So we've tried to make it. I mean, there's no way to make this to where there's not an adverse effect for some. But we've tried to make it as least as possible by kind of fighting and trying to rework some roads that they had. We've been able to do that with some, not all. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take another quick break here. Pipeworks Plumbing is our sponsor as well for today's program. 342-3394. If you got questions, give us a call, and we'll see if we can help you out with those.
Since 2009, better known, Pipeworks of Martinsville has provided quality residential and commercial plumbing services in South Central Indiana. At Pipeworks, quality and honesty are the keys to supplying the best plumbing service possible. From leaks, clogs, and water heaters to total bath and kitchen remodels, Pipeworks has you covered and won't try to sell you anything you don't need. For all your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Pipeworks at 765-346-0682 or visit PipeworksPlumbingLLC.com.
All right, it's 12 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Pipeworks Plumbing and Painter Pro, our sponsors for the Mayor's Show this morning. Once again, thanks to them for being part of our program today. 342-3394, our phone number. If you've got questions or comments, Craig, it's a strange year. We've got a few leaves still laying around. We've had snow. We've had cold. And now, guess what? We'll start popping up with all this up and down on the temperature.
Good old potholes. And Bob's got a truck out this morning, so just if you do see one, and just call the street department, 342-6110. That'd be the easiest way, and Lisa, get it on the list and get to Bob.
As I say this, they haven't been too bad yet. I hate to say that out loud, because that'll make them just, the streets will pop.
You're jinxing us, Scott.
But we've had so much water down into the ground, and then it freezes.
Right.
And then, of course, a number of our streets around our town are old highways, so they've got a nice concrete bed under them, kind of holds that nice water in there for us. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It won't be good. I mean, but we've got plenty of the real good top-line co-patch sitting at the street department, and I did notice a truck out this morning. So
we haven't had to use too much sand or salt this year.
No, we haven't. No, I mean, we've got plenty, and that's a good thing, because you never know. And I was looking at 30-day, and it looks like the highs is in the mid-40s. So, but that could change.
Yeah, they are just predictions, right?
Right.
Because we've really got, maybe another 6 weeks of looking at really strange weather, you know.
Right.
I remember one, it was like April 9th years ago. I was up on the hill in a Volkswagen trying to get our transmitter started again. There was 9 inches of snow in April.
When was that?
Like April 9th, though. I wasn't doing the morning, so it's been over 20 years ago.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's been a while. But
yeah.
And then I got my bug hung up there. So
Yeah.
I
remember that. Snow.
My oldest opening day in Little League, by the time we walked from the square to Merritt, we didn't play baseball. It was snowed 3 or 4 inches.
I remember when it snowed, and wasn't it in October one year that it snowed?
Probably.
And my brothers and sisters were little, and I was just married and just had Zach, and they called and they were so excited because they were, I don't know why they were even home. But there was Christmas carols playing in the background. And it was like, I had my Halloween decorations out. Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy that all these snows are at these different times and how we remember them.
I was always trying to get Debbie Rader, when she was working with me in the mornings here, trying to get her to, when we had a snow, I wanted to get us both an inner tube and go up and broadcast live and go down the hill. Never could get it done. And now I don't know that I would heal as fast.
We don't heal as quickly.
Yeah. But we've been pretty lucky this year, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And this, I want to give a big shout out to everybody that, you know, we try to do the best communication as we can with you guys, the reporter, the website, even Facebook. And Scotty did a good job of getting everybody to at least be aware of running their water at pencil lead size. And we had a few. I mean, you're always going to, but we come out all right.
Yeah. We had a mishap. I mean, we've even had issues at City Hall with the cold weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's just been really cold.
It was just plain cold. Yeah. 342-3394. Got about 8 minutes to go. We can still take a call or two if you've got questions or comments. Pipeworks Plumbing and Painter Pro are sponsors for the Mayor's Show here on WCBK. Reminder, within the next day or so, you will be able to pull up the Mayor's Show. We put those on the WCBK.com website, so you'll be able to listen in if you didn't hear all of the show or want to listen up again. We'll have that on the website for you coming up probably tomorrow. We'll get around to getting that on there. But want to thank the street crews, because, Craig, we talked about this a little. You called in when all this was going on, and it was it wasn't a lot of snow. But it wasn't an easy storm to take care of, was it?
The last one, yeah. I mean, it was one that if nobody was on the streets and we had blowers, we could have blowed that off. But once everybody started driving, it immediately packed down, and it just wasn't good.
And then it went, and then you got it in pretty good shape, and then it came back again.
Yeah.
And we came back and kind of topped it off again. So it was a tough one for the street crews. I know they were out a couple of different times.
Yeah. And the timing was bad because we couldn't get the chemical down in time to be able to keep the roads warm from when the snow and ice came. So that was that. It was just timing because everything was so close together and so quickly.
Yeah.
So that made it difficult.
So we've had our first two meetings of 2019. First three meetings.
Three meetings.
Yeah. And the next one will be on February the 19th because of President's Day.
Right,
so
right.
Probably need to
so scooch over one extra day. You'll be here on a Wednesday next
that
time.
One.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So
make sure John knows. But
the 19th. So we'll be here on the 20th.
We're sure picking on John this morning, aren't we?
We really are.
Mr. McGee.
We really missed him last night.
We're giving him a hard time here this morning.
It just didn't seem right that he wasn't there.
So
I mean, we had to move our own microphone.
You had to move your own microphone. That's terrible.
We had to move the microphone ourselves. He always comes in and does that.
Old John. But no, so we've gotten through three meetings. We're getting ready to start 2019. I know a lot of things happening this year. You're going to see, there's just a lot of things happening.
Yeah, there are.
You got any long-range plans as far as we look at right now and say, this is what I hope to get accomplished this year?
Well, we're hoping to finish the downtown redevelopment for sure. That's a big thing we're trying to get accomplished. We're pretty much going to be ready when I-69 starts coming through. We've got to that point that we're ready for that. Still working on with the schools, with the police program that they've put in. So we're just going to continue on. But the downtown project is definitely something that we're hoping to wrap up this year. It looks so good. Everything looks so good. We are working on our downtown streetscape project, which is going to be huge. I don't know if anybody's been to Franklin or Lebanon. They've done a streetscape for their downtown, and that's kind of what we're looking at now. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. Really, there are.
And everything just kind of seems to hinge around that I-69 thing, doesn't it?
It does.
Because that's even going to affect, as we've talked about, it's going to affect the downtown as well. Because not next year, but the year following year.
Right.
It's going to be kind of back to being State Road 37 again, through downtown. So.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why it was so important for us to get this right. We had one opportunity to make sure we got everything right, and we feel like we've done that. But that's why it was just crucial. I mean, this was that's a crucial thing for us. But I think in the long run, it's going to be such a good thing for us.
Greg, I keep looking back, and you working with the street department so much, I keep looking back at the situation of it's been a long time since Main Street was fully just stripped off and redone and all that. It's been how many years now since the Morgan Street project on both ends of that?
Right.
And you could tell by looking at them, they're just starting to get to that point where something was going to have to be done, but now we'll let the state worry about it.
Yeah. Right. So all the way to 37, which that area from the Shelburne Addition down to 37 is in desire need too, so that'd be really nice.
Well, and we also had the street crews out sealing the cracks in the road to get us a couple of years extra on that, which was good because we're going to need those to hold up for us for sure.
In the meantime, you and I talked about
that
a little bit. It has made a difference on the east side, hasn't it?
It has.
What's going to be interesting to see how Hillview reacts with the crack sealing that we did up there. Yeah.
So far, I haven't seen anything. I travel up that way once in a while. I haven't really seen it. It was really starting to just kind of come apart up there around that corner.
Yeah.
And it's really started. It really looks like done a little preventive maintenance there. Is that a really expensive proposition to do that, or is it a whole lot less, I guess, than doing asphalt?
Right.
You know,
it's a lot. I don't know what the comparison is, but I know you're going to get another 3 to 5 years out of that asphalt. Being able to crack seal it,
and you don't have to, and then of course, you know, you only end up with so much. I know we talk about community crossings and all that, but you only end up with so much money to do street repairs every year. There's just a set amount, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we do a Payzer analysis every 2 years to grade each of the roads through town so that we know the worst to the best, and we take the worst and we try to find equal roads on each side of town. So that we can be fair, instead of just doing one big area, because there's so many roads that need to be done. So that's how we do that. But we have done a lot of paving this last couple of
years. Last 2 years.
Yeah, and we've got more we're going to do this year, and we're working on the roads that are going to be done for 2020 right now. So you know, there's a lot that we're still doing.
It has helped a bunch that the state has finally realized that.
Mm-hmm.
local municipalities need some money too, besides just state roads.
Yes, they did.
That has helped a bunch. All right, so you find a pothole. What do you need to do, Craig?
Call the street department, 342-6110, and Lisa will get it on the list and get it to Bob, and they'll get out there.
I know that we're a couple months out from our next bulk trash, but transfer station?
Transfer station's open. If you got anything, go ahead and take it up there. Frank could take care of that.
It's not a big charge. I mean, there's a little charge for getting rid of that stuff, but it's not a big charge.
No.
And if they need to talk to the mayor's office?
They can call 342-2861.